Greetings, and I pray you're having a blessed day. My name is Pastor G, and I'm honored to be your pastor for the day. I'm the pastor of the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, and we're located on the north side of Cortland on Route 281. I'd like to invite you to join us for our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. We also offer our sermon on YouTube and Facebook. You can listen live or search for older messages, as well as archived messages on our church's website. Today I want to talk about the way we're tempted to transfer the focus of our first love. We go from a devotion to Jesus to our attempts to prove that other people don't have a devotion for him. For most people that have come to faith in Jesus, it happens because they realize the truth found in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." However, after we've experienced the forgiveness of our sins, it's easy to portray this verse to others like this: "For you are sinning because you're not acting the way I think brings glory to God." We've socialized and politicized our faith, and the events of these past few years have made it even more pronounced. What started out as a debate between to wear a mask or not turned into making it a spiritual decision. Statements like this were made, "Well, if you really cared about other people, you would ... The medical community couldn't give us straight answers, yet Christians were claiming to have found the correct spiritual answers. I saw Christians that appeared to be more interested about proving their side of an issue than they were about sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Oftentimes, it came across with a condescending attitude that their faith was greater than anyone that disagreed with them. They were more concerned about showing others how they'd fallen short of the way they should be acting. Fellowship between so-called Christians suffered because of this loss of their first love. Folks, God loves people that think differently. I've spent many years trying to understand the true holiness of an infinite God, and I thank him that he still loves me when I don't quite get it right. Let's be more forgiving about people's opinions and more passionate about pointing them to Jesus. Thanks for taking time to hear my thoughts. Once again, I'm Pastor G from the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, as your pastor for the day.